Listener Andrea wrote, I've moved from New York to Wilmington in the past few years and absolutely love having a public radio station that makes me feel connected to the community I've transplanted into. I especially like Communique and the Writer's Almanac, and I love preparing dinner in the evenings listening to jazz. Thanks for making a 20-something Northerner feel right at home. Listener Martin wrote, thank you to Lan Nichols, George Scheibner, and John Fonville for the most wonderful music. I so wish you were on every evening in place of the jazz. I believe you all should be syndicated, and I could listen to you several hours a day. Warmest regards. Listener Donna wrote about the new talk show 1A, now heard from 10 a.m. to noon on HQR News. Though I miss Diane Rehm, I'm finding Joshua Johnson very interesting. He keeps the conversation going at lightning speed, and so far seems fair in offering all sides of an issue. I will keep listening. And listener Bob also wrote that he was enjoying 1A.
Message forwarded Friday, January 13th.
I just wanted to find out when Thistle and Shamrock was on. I realize you guys are hermetically sealed against anyone ever actually talking to you. Sorry.
Anonymous messages like this are kind of difficult. We can't call him back because he didn't leave his name or number. The call came in before office hours, so it went to voicemail. I know it must seem to listeners at times that there's someone at the front desk here at all hours of the day or night, but that's not the case. At any rate, the Thistle and Shamrock has returned to WHQR and is now heard on Saturdays at 6 p.m. This information is on our website, whqr.org. Listener Tim left this comment on our website. Please reconsider picking up the new Prairie Home Companion. On Saturday evenings, I am now ditching WHQR for WUNC, streaming just to hear this fine program. It's not quite the same humor as with Garrison Keillor, but it's still humorous, and musically, Prairie Home Companion has improved 1,000%. And it is now a program that can pull in younger listeners, something any public radio station needs to do in order to sustain itself over the long haul. Chris Thiele has been having some really current and important musical talent and some cutting-edge humor. I'm almost 60, but I'm really impressed with the youth and energy of the new program. And frankly, Thistle and Shamrock and Across the Blue Ridge just don't measure up to this important time slot. Thank you. Listener Aaron asked how a listener could go about submitting a commentary for review and possible airing on the station. Here's how. You may send a proposed commentary to our program director, Bob Workman, whose email address is bworkman, that's B-W-O-R-K-M-O-N, at whqr.org. If we think the material will be of value to our listeners, you'll be asked to come to the station for a conversation and to record a sample. The final step is the finished recording, which would be done in our studios under the supervision of a staff member. It appears that this information has not been on our website recently, but we'll see to it that it gets there soon. Thanks for the inquiry and good luck. We'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. You can send an email message to feedback@whqr.org, or you can leave a call at 910-292-9477. And as always, thanks for your feedback.